You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Paul, you still haven't returned my call. I know you said you'd be in Cardiff this weekend, but I do think you might have called me back. As I said, I simply can't make Monday morning. I'll meet you at the flat at 1 o'clock as we arranged. I'm over at Lower Loxley in the morning with Matt, and he really will get suspicious if I pull out of that. Anyway, I'll see you at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And don't bother phoning me back. I'm taking Mum to church this morning, so my phone will be off. Bye.
But to let us read about it in the papers.
Mm.
Do you want that last croissant, Brian?
Better not.
Do you think they're doing the right thing?
Well, I mean, the milking must be taking up so much of Tom's time these days. Probably a sound business decision, I'd say, Jenny.
Poor Jill. Oh, she looked so embarrassed.
Sorry?
When I saw her in the shop on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
She said she'd just heard the news about Bridge Farm and then realised I hadn't got a clue what she was talking about.
Mm. Is there any coffee left?
Mm. Do you want me to make some more?
No, that's fine.
And, of course, Mum knew about it all along.
Yeah.
I do feel Tony might have had the courtesy to tell us before it was common knowledge round the village.
Mm. Well, I imagine they've been trying to come to terms with it themselves.
Yeah, I suppose so. It is such a huge change, isn't it?
Mm. I'm sure they'll get a good price for the herd anyway. Frisians are very marketable these days.
Oh, well, that's something.
Anyway, weren't you taking your mother to church this morning?
Lillian said she'd do it, and about time she chipped in. And I've asked her to have another go at Mum about this agency business. Who knows whether she'll have any luck, though?
I was so pleased to see the sparrows had made a comeback.
Really?
Well, they seem to have almost disappeared the last couple of years. I was quite worried.
Mm.
But now there are lots of them in my holly tree. You know, the one near the kitchen that's covered in clematis.
Yeah.
I was showing their nest to Ilona. The baby ones were making such a noise under the window. It was lovely to watch. Luckily, Bill and Ben's bird-watching days are over.
I've always been hopeless with birds.
I know, dear. I did try.
Robins, pigeons, blackbirds. It's about my lot.
It's such a joy when you take the time to learn a bit about them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mum?
Yes?
I was just wondering about Ilona.
What about her?
Well, the fact is, she's leaving on Friday, and Jenny was saying you aren't keen on having someone from the agency to replace her.
That's right.
Well, you don't think it might be a useful stopgap?
I don't, no.
Right.
Look, I've told Jennifer I'm perfectly capable of managing on my own.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, but it just seems
sensible. So will you please stop fussing?
Fine.
I'm sorry if you think I'm being difficult.
No, not at all.
Good. You are feeling all right, are you, dear?
Yeah, of course. Why?
Well, it's not like you to give up quite so easily.
I'm just a bit tired, that's all. Trying to keep up with all the work involved in the paper mill.
It does sound like a mammoth task.
Just a bit challenging. It'll be fine.
As long as you haven't bitten off more than you can chew.
It's tall. I'm enjoying it.
Of course, you're such a good team, aren't you? You and Matt?
We are, yeah.
Thanks for coming to church with me. I do appreciate it. Especially when you're so busy.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Mum. To be honest, I think it might do me good just to sit quietly for a bit.
I always feel better for it anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've got your lovely holiday to look forward to, haven't you? That'll recharge your batteries.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
I suppose there's one thing you can say about all this.
What's that?
Well, they can't lay their problems at our door, can they? Pass your mug if you've finished with it, Brian.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, thanks.
How do you mean?
Well, whatever reasons Pat and Tony have for selling the herd, they can't blame the Borchester Land Dairy, can they?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. Although I wouldn't put it past Pat to have a go.
Oh, well, I hope not. I get so tired of being blamed for other people's misfortunes.
It's a natural human tendency, I'm afraid, darling.
Well, not a very attractive one. Anyway, I'm off to check on the pickers. See how they've survived their first Saturday in Ambridge.
Oh, I'll come with you.
Oh, right.
I feel as if I'm rather marking time till Rob gets back from Germany tonight.
Oh, I'm sure he'll have a lot to tell you.
Well, I just hope it's good news, that's all.
There you are, Mrs. Potter. Sugar over there and help yourself to biscuits.
You've been busy.
It's always nice when a few people stay on after the service.
You've earned yourself a break anyway.
You sure you don't want me to top up your cup?
No, I'm fine.
I'm afraid Lillian's been nabbed by Mr. Honeywell.
Yes, I noticed.
He never seems to turn his hearing aid the right way. I did try to help him earlier.
Oh, dear.
It whistled all through the final hymns.
Old age doesn't come alone, does it? As I should know.
You do very well, Peggy.
Oh, I don't know, Jill. Sometimes it does feel quite a battle to make my voice heard.
Really?
Particularly just at the moment.
Oh, dear.
Jennifer can be very organising, although I know she means well.
Well, I'm sure she does.
But she's been so determined to try to organise me over finding a replacement for Ilona. Lillian had a go at me too just now.
Of course, Ilona moves away soon, doesn't she?
And I shall really miss her.
It does seem a shame.
I'm so fond of her, and she's been wonderful with Jack.
I know.
I always felt so much better when I knew she was on duty at the Laurels. She was so caring with him, really tried to understand and make him comfortable.
Change is difficult, isn't it? So, have you thought about how you'll manage when she goes?
Oh, I'm sure something will turn up. And in the meantime, I'm perfectly capable of looking after myself.
Of course you are. Ah, it looks as if Nick's got her hands full.
Oh, dear. It might be better if they didn't rush about until they got outside.
They were very good, though, weren't they, when they came in for the last hymn?
Well, that's true.
They were so keen to show Nick what they'd done, but they managed to contain themselves.
Colouring in doesn't seem to lose its charms, does it?
It doesn't, no.
It is nice Nick is so enthusiastic about them going to junior church.
And Clary says she's really looking forward to the flower festival. They've got all kinds of plans for their arrangement.
I'm sure it'll be a lovely weekend.
And hopefully we should raise a few £100 for the organ.
Yes.
I just hope Neil has some luck with attracting the major donations.
So how's he getting on?
He says the response has been rather slow so far.
Oh, dear.
But it's early days yet, of course.
I've written out a, well, substantial cheque to give to Neil as my contribution to the fund. £1,000.
Oh, that's wonderful, Peggy.
It's a pleasure. Hopefully it'll help to get the ball rolling.
I'm sure it will.
Oh, dear. Poor Lillian.
It looks as if he's in full flow. She's obviously too good a listener.
Yes, well, I shall look forward to the next one then. Yes, bye.
Oh, I think that's sorted anyway.
So what was the problem?
Oh, poor lad thought he'd broken the caravan door. He must have just been over-vigorous with the key when he got back last night.
Oh, well, he sorted him out anyway.
Yeah, I think so. So who was that on the phone?
Well, it was Linda.
What did she want?
Oh, she was checking if I was going to the book club meeting this week.
And are you?
Well, certainly not.
Oh, you didn't like the book?
No, it's not that. It's a fascinating Scandinavian thriller, in fact. No, it's...
So what's the problem?
Jim Lloyd's hosting the evening.
Oh, I see.
That's why I'm boycotting it.
That's very sweet of you, darling. I mean, I appreciate your loyalty, but perhaps we shouldn't go on bearing grudges.
You may be able to forgive him, Brian, but I can't.
He's going to be rather difficult to avoid, isn't he?
Perhaps I should have gone to church with Mum after all.
Really?
Well, it's the one place I'd have been guaranteed not to bump into him, isn't it?
Sorry to have deserted you, Peggy.
Not at all.
We can rescue Lillian now.
It's all right. She's made her escape. She's just nipped to the loo.
Oh, right.
I've just been admiring the flowers near the font. They're even lovelier than usual.
Mm. I think everyone's upping their game, as Josh would say, ready for the festival.
You're with the parent and toddler group, did you say?
And so enjoying it.
Seems to be bringing out everyone's creative streak, doesn't it?
Yes.
The Battle of the Flowers, in earnest.
Ooh, I didn't tell you. I did an interview with the Borchester Echo last week, giving the festival a plug.
That's exciting. Will it be in this week's edition?
Should be, yes.
Ah, here's Lillian.
She does look as if Mr. Honeywell might have been rather a trial.
Jill, how are you?
Fine, thanks, Lillian. You sure I can't get you a coffee? We haven't quite drained the urn.
No, honestly.
You're probably feeling rather exhausted.
Sorry?
Having to raise your voice for poor Mr. Honeywell.
Dear, yeah. I was rather running out of steam by the end, I'm afraid.
I'm sure.
Jill's been telling me about the interview she did last week for the Borchester Echo.
Oh?
It was great fun, I must say.
About the Flower Festival.
Right.
So don't forget to buy a copy on Thursday, will you, dear?
Sorry?
The Borchester Echo for Jill's interview.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
I just hope it helps attract more people.
I'm sure it will. Aren't you, Lillian?
Absolutely. It all sounds lovely.
Mr. Honeywell really did wear you out.
No, honestly, I'm fine. Shall we go?
And you've put your cricket kit in, have you?
Yeah.
Did you finish the history homework?
Oh, Lily helped me.
That was kind of her.
She owed me.
Sorry?
I helped her with this maths problem she was stuck on.
Oh, really?
It was like one me and Ifty did last week.
Oh, I see.
I was thinking...
You better get a move on, Freddie. It's nearly 8 o'clock.
You know how you used to be around after Ifty gave me my lessons?
What about it?
And you used to like having a chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
It's just... Well, now you never seem to be there when we finish.
Oh, well, I suppose I've been really busy.
Right.
In fact, I'd been going to tell you, Freddie.
What?
Well, I'd been talking to Ifty, and we both agree that you did so well in your last school exam. And, I mean, the fact you're helping Lily, that's quite a turnaround, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Anyway, we both felt that you're capable now of doing it under your own steam.
So, Ifty isn't going to give me any more lessons?
That's right. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I suppose.
You're sure, Freddie?
Yeah, well, I don't mind not having any more lessons.
I thought you'd be pleased.
But I will miss Ifty.
I know, he's been great. And of course you'll go on seeing him until the end of term.
Good.
And I was thinking I'd take you and Lily out for a treat soon to celebrate how well you've done.
Rob.
Brian, hi. Couldn't wait to see how the work was going.
Welcome back. Now, you must notice a difference even in a few days.
Oh, I do, yes. Great to see the roofs are finally on the barns.
Isn't it? So, did you find the heifers we need?
Oh, pretty much. And the good news is the quality of the stock I saw in Germany is excellent.
Oh, that's encouraging. It sounds like there's a buck coming up, though.
Well... The agents weren't sure they could supply enough, so we'll probably need to look further afield.
Any idea where?
Debbie's put me onto dealers in Hungary and Poland, and they're making encouraging noises.
Oh, fingers crossed, then. You want to take a closer look at the progress we've made in your absence?
Oh, sure.
I'll tell you our main challenge at the moment, Rob.
What's that?
finding two assistant herd managers of the right caliber.
Didn't get much of a response to the advert.
No, we had quite a few applicants.
Good.
But I can't say anyone really stood out. I haven't been through them with a fine tooth comb, of course. And a couple more came in this morning.
Forward me the emails. I'll take a look.
Oh, it's a good-sized plot, isn't it?
It stretches right over to that row of trees.
Great, it's on the level, too. In it, Puss?
It is, yeah. And, of course, it comes complete with planning permission.
Ah, that's the big one.
I know. But do excuse me for a second. It's Roy. I'll need to take it.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Roy. What is it?
What's wrong with you?
I'm just worried, that's all.
Yeah? What about?
Getting involved in another project when the paper mill conversion's just taking off.
Oh, right.
I mean, we've never built from scratch before, have we? And it just doesn't feel like the right time.
Is that all?
Of course it is.
Okay, fair enough. I was actually thinking along the same lines myself.
Yeah. Oh, that's a relief. I was a bit worried.
Shouldn't get yourself worked up over nothing, should you?
Suppose not. No.
Sorry to have abandoned you.
Oh, that's fine.
So, would you like to see some more?
To be fair, there are actually some good people here.
Right.
The problem is, none of them has got experience of working with herds larger than 300 cows.
Well, that's rather a blow, isn't it?
Well, given time, we could maybe have trained them up, but the fact is, we're going to need to hit the ground running.
Look, I must say, this wasn't quite what I was expecting, Rob.
It is disappointing, I agree.
Well, how do you propose to solve it?
Well, I could find any number of people with the right experience outside the EU, but as you know, the visa situation's really tricky. Well, impossible, in fact.
Quite.
But look, there are other avenues.
Hey, coffee's ready.
Oh,
right.
Goodness, you two look as if you've got the cares of the world on your shoulders.
Well, it feels like it.
Really?
We've got a few recruitment challenges. The assistant herd manager post.
Please don't talk to me about recruitment challenges.
Oh dear, why is that?
Well, I'm trying to find a replacement for Mum's home help.
Right.
And I know it's not quite on a par with assistant herd manager post,
but... Believe me, Jenny, it isn't.
All I can say is it's proving to be a real headache.
Yeah.
Well, come on, have your coffee.
Yes, come on through, Rob. We can go on talking.
Fine.
I'm just so delighted Freddie has finally cracked his problem with maths.
Yeah, it used to be my worst subject.
Well, Freddie's been lucky, having extra help, of course.
I'm sure.
I promised to take him and Lily out for a treat as a reward.
Anyway, Elizabeth, thanks so much for showing us the plot of land.
Yeah, I hope you don't feel we've wasted your time.
Oh, no, not at all. There's been quite a lot of interest.
Well, give our love to Freddie and Lily.
I will. Bye.
Yeah, bye then. Hang on a sec.
What?
You seem to be in a tearing hurry all of a sudden.
No, not at all.
I was thinking we could have a nice leisurely lunch, give you a chance to unwind.
I can't.
Why?
Well, I'm due to meet Rick at one.
Really?
He wants to check something with me about the mood board.
Right.
So I'll see you back at the office later.
Sure. You can tell me how it goes.
I mean, it's not as if we aren't offering a very attractive package, is it, Rob?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I mean, the accommodation, top-notch for a start.
I agree.
You can't have seen much of Jess this weekend, Rob. Only getting back from Germany last night.
No, I came straight to Ambridge from the airport.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm sure you'll make it up to her.
I will, yes.
So, how's she getting on with her job hunting in Borsetshire?
No luck so far, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame. You must bring her up one weekend and introduce her to life in Ambridge.
Well, I'd like to, but... Well, she's pretty heavily involved at home at the moment.
Well, she must come for the flower festival at least.
Mm-hmm.
You'd better watch out, Rob.
Or they'll be roping her in for all the organ fundraising.
Right.
Well, I suppose one does get rather drawn into things, as I know to my cost.
You love it, darling.
I do, yes, but... Well, there are moments when I think I must be completely mad. Fundraising for the organ repairs seems to be taking up every waking moment just now.
Yes, Clary Grundy was telling me about it at the single wicket. Sounds like a worthwhile cause.
Oh, yes, it is. And it can be great fun. I mean, Sabrina and I have just had what I think may be a rather brilliant idea.
Oh, well, Sabrina's involved. Have you met her yet, Rob? Sabrina Thwaite?
Yes, she sometimes serves in the village shop, doesn't she?
Yes, you can't really miss her.
Brian, honestly. Anyway, do tell Jess about the flower festival, Rob. It's last weekend of the month.
Great. Well, yeah, I'll mention it to her. Anyway, better get on. Thanks for the coffee, Jennifer.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And you'll get back to me with your suggestions.
I will, yes.
Good, because we really need to get cracking.
I know someone who runs an agency. I'll give him a call.
Splendid.
Anyway, it's good to feel we've sorted most of the heifers, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So that's one of our big challenges successfully met. I'll see you both.
Yes, indeed.
Bye, Rob. Oh, isn't it lovely to have somebody so positive about the place?
As long as he doesn't drop the ball now.
Oh, I'm sure he won't. Do you think Jess really does want to move to Ambridge?
I have no idea, I'm afraid.
It's just... Well, poor Rob seems to be living the life of a single man at the moment, doesn't he? I mean, I know everyone's going out of their way to be friendly, but at night he's still going back to an empty house.
It'll sort itself out, I'm sure.
Hope so, for his sake. Oh, dear, I still haven't heard from Lillian.
What about?
Well, to say if she's managed to persuade Mum yesterday, you know, about the agency.
Oh, I see.
I've been putting off cancelling them till I knew how she got on. You'd think she'd at least have got back to me, wouldn't you? Hello, Jenny.
Lillian, how did it go yesterday? Did you make any headway?
Headway?
With Mum.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a silly sense about using the agency to find a replacement for Ilona?
No. I did try my best, Jenny, honestly.
Oh.
I've been going to ring you.
Well, I'll just have to cancel the agency then.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And if you could possibly spare some time this afternoon, perhaps you could put our heads together. Where are you now, anyway?
I'm meeting someone.
Couldn't Matt stand in for you?
No, Matt couldn't.
Oh, well, when you do have a moment, it would be really helpful if you could give it your attention. Preferably before you go swanning off on holiday.
Look, I don't even know if I'll be going to Turkey at all with everything that's going on over there.
Oh, no.
Look, I've got to go, Jenny. I'm sorry. I'm expecting a call. Bye. Where the hell are you, Paul?
Oh, Mando and Rick Design Interiors. Rick speaking.
Hi, Rick. It's Matt Crawford.
Oh, hi, Matt. Good to hear from you.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no worries. Just treated ourselves to a latte and a Danish to help recharge the batteries.
Ah, great. Well, actually, I just wanted a quick word with Lillian.
Oh, Lillian?
Yeah.
Oh, she's not here.
Oh, right. Thought she had an appointment.
No. We've got a meeting booked in for, hang on a sec. Thursday.
Oh, right. Sorry, Rick. Must have got me wires crossed.
Oh, no worries.
Bye. Or someone else.
Look, I can't hang around any longer, Paul. I've been waiting for over an hour. Enough's enough. I'm sick to death of being treated like this. Phone me. And don't do anything stupid.
Oh.
Poor Pip. She couldn't face any lunch.
Oh, I can't say I felt that hungry myself.
Oh, dear. It's infectious, isn't it?
So, has she any idea at all when her assignment results might come through?
Any time now, she says.
It's been any time now since about 7 o'clock this morning.
Don't think she really knows anymore.
The problem is, it's distracting her from revising for her exam tomorrow.
I know.
Oh, well, there's nothing more we can do, is there? Better get on with the bailing.
I tell you who else seems pretty wound up at the moment.
Yeah, who's that?
Lillian.
Really?
I bumped into her on the green this morning. She was really jumpy.
Underway.
Well, she obviously couldn't stop to chat. Just sort of grunted at me.
Are you talking about me?
No, you are jumpy, but you haven't taken to grunting.
Not yet, anyway.
Still no news?
I'm afraid not. I just had to get out the house for a minute.
Yeah, no point sitting staring at a screen, is there?
Well, if you could try to put it out of your mind for the moment, Pip, you could get on with your revision.
I am trying, honestly.
Of course you are.
It just feels awful, knowing that at any moment I could open an email that'll change my whole life. My hands shake every time I go to log on.
Right, well, let me know as soon as you hear anything, won't you? Yeah. I'll be bailing up in Skipperley most of the afternoon.
Okay. Oh, I just keep feeling these waves of panic coming over me.
I know, Pen. It's horrible waiting.
It'll be my own fault, won't it? If I fail and have to retake the whole year. Then, of course, I'd lose my work placement.
Okay,
all my friends
okay,
will have
come
gone.
On. I think a calming mug of tea is in order, don't you?
Adam, how's it going?
Well, the pickers seem to be full of enthusiasm.
Good.
But then it is their first week.
Yeah, well, it's a good start anyway.
Oh, I'm not complaining. They seem a great bunch. So, how are things with you?
Oh, fine. I just thought I'd check how the maize was coming along.
Oh, OK, yeah. It seems to be coming through well. I reckon by the autumn, with what we got on contract as well, we should have enough to fill your clamps.
Well, that's reassuring anyway.
So by then you should have, how many? 500 cows?
Yeah, that's the plan. Then by Christmas, we'll have built up to 1,000.
Definitely going to be all systems go on the silage front.
It sounds like you're well on course.
I tell you what, Rob, it's all very different from the way the farm was looking this time last year.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I still find it difficult to get my head round the cattle numbers, to be honest.
Oh, even I have my moments. But now I know where we're getting them from, it feels like we're really on the way.
Good.
Do you ever have any problems hiring your pickers?
Well, it's pretty plain sailing as a rule.
No visa issues?
I mostly hire Polish and Hungarian students.
You're lucky.
Why? Got a problem?
Well, no, I call it a challenge rather than a problem.
Sometimes hard to tell the difference.
Yeah, just a slight glitch with staffing the dairy.
Any ideas how to solve it?
Yeah, I think I'm on track now. I'm just waiting to hear back from someone who should be able to help.
Oh, great.
Hey, you don't fancy a quick drink at the Bull tonight?
Sure.
Excellent.
Might have to be a short session, though. Ian's doing one of his specials for dinner.
No, that's fine.
Well, see you about, 6:30 then?
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Dad, guess what?
Tell me.
I passed my retakes, both assignments.
Oh, Pip, that's wonderful.
Isn't it?
Oh, so pleased for you.
Thank you, Dad. Oh, I couldn't believe it.
She was in a real state, even worse than when you last saw her.
I don't think I've ever been so scared.
Well, I was getting worried when I didn't hear.
I wanted to give you the news myself. It's such a relief.
Oh, you're telling me. I'm not sure my bailing has been up to the mark for the last hour or so.
So I see.
Hey, how do you mean?
You've managed to miss a big chunk in the corner there.
Huh? So I have.
See, you've had us both going.
Oh, I know, I'm sorry. Honestly, my hands have only just stopped shaking.
I think it might be time for a small celebration. In view of the fact none of us have managed to eat more than a piece of toast today, I've brought some of your gran's cupcakes.
Hey, that's a great idea.
And there's some lemonade in the bag to wash them down. There you go, Pip. You first.
Oh, thanks, Mum. That's brilliant.
David?
Thanks.
Oh, wow, they look amazing. Oh, and I didn't realise how hungry I was.
I know.
Oh, and guess what? My tutor just phoned me.
To say what?
That the assignments I retook were of a very high standard.
Hey, that's nice of him.
Yeah, I know.
You see, you can do it when you put your mind to it, can't you?
Yeah.
And you do still have to pass your exams, of course.
I know.
Anyway, you mustn't worry about lifts. Me or your dad will drive you to Felpsham.
Thanks, Mum, that's great. Although, actually, I was going to tell you, Spencer rang. He's found a car that he thinks might be okay.
Mm. Oh, right.
It's really cheap, he says. Just one female owner, so it should be in pretty good nick.
That sounds promising.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, Gary. Thanks for getting back to me. Bye-bye. Sorry, I had to take that.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, you got a bit of catching up to do.
I'll get there.
That the guy you've been waiting to hear from?
That's right.
He runs an agency, did you say?
Yeah, he does, yeah. He's usually great at giving a steer.
But this time he didn't come up with much.
Well, he just told me what I already knew, to be honest.
Which is?
That it's getting increasingly difficult bringing in workers from outside the EU.
But hasn't it always been a problem?
No, not really. Well, there used to be a steady stream of people from the Philippines.
Oh, right.
They'd done work in really big dairy units in the Middle East, Saudi mainly. Mm-hmm. They really liked working here, meant they could send money home to their families. They were ideal to have on the milking team.
But then...
Well, all the rules changed. Mm-hmm. You've now got to prove there are no EU citizens who have the same skills or who you could train up.
I bet Brian's working up ahead of steam.
Just a bit.
Well, all I can say is, after long years of experience, I've learned that Brian's bark is definitely worse than his bite.
Ah, no, I mean, he's been great.
But he does like to hear good news.
Yeah, and we're doing well on most fronts. I've even managed to sort out a vet practice, which would mean we'd have the right advice on tap.
But have you told Brian?
Well, I haven't had a chance yet.
I should make it a headline when you do.
Good thinking. The thing is, I know where he's coming from on the hiring front. I want to get it sorted out as much as he does.
Yeah, I can see that.
I really want to recruit staff directly, but it's time pressure.
Yeah. Of course.
Mm. To be honest, I knew it would be difficult, but I hadn't realised it would be quite this tough. Oh dear. You can see now why I was envying you your strawberry pickers.
Yeah, it all seems to work like clockwork most of the time. You just have to make sure they settle in okay.
I'm sure you're good at that.
Well, I enjoy it. And Mum's great at spotting the ones who seem to be struggling.
So, have you managed to learn any Polish?
Afraid not. Just can't seem to get my head round it. Well, a couple of words, I guess.
Yeah?
Piwo, beer, being one of them.
Oh, that's pretty essential.
Ian had a go last year, learning a few recipes.
I imagine dumplings figured in them.
They did feature occasionally, but he got quite adventurous.
Right.
Guess living in the States and Canada, you didn't have any language problems.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
They seem to be coming along okay, don't they? Despite the late planting.
Well, given how cold it was earlier, they got away remarkably well.
Tell you what, they can hardly be much worse than last year.
Yeah. I think that was probably our worst crop of spuds ever.
You mustn't speak too soon, though.
No, you're right.
It's just impossible to know what the weather's going to do anymore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great to be out, having a breath of air and a nice stroll.
Been a long day, isn't it?
Certainly has. I think it was the effort not to show how churned up we were feeling that was one of the worst parts, wasn't it?
Well, you had to take most of the strain. At least I could get out on the baler.
Yeah. You know what? It's going to be strange when the cows are dried off and the milking stops for a while, isn't it?
Don't tell me you're going to miss your 5 a.m. start.
Well, I suppose I will, really. It's in me DNA.
You'll be back in harness before you know it.
I know, and complaining.
Yeah. Never satisfied, are we?
I've been working on my talk for Open Farm Sunday, explaining why we've moved to block carving.
Ah, well, I'm sure people will have lots of questions.
No, I hope so, after all the work I've put in.
Yeah, you'd be great. I'd better polish up my spiel for the tractor and trailer tours, or I'll be left behind.
At least we're not in Pat and Tony's position. Having to say goodbye to the herd for good.
No.
I don't think I could have coped with that.
No. Well, you know, might be the new start that they need.
Still.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough one.
There just seems so many hard choices to be made these days.
Yeah. Well, it's great that the kids are so full of enthusiasm. At the moment, anyway.
I know. Ben's working wonders with the static displays.
Oh, that's good.
He's been getting new photos done so he can put his own stamp on them.
Hey. You remember last year, Pip being a bit miffed when Josh decided to give her old efforts a makeover?
No. Now it's Ben getting creative. He seems to like finding what he calls unusual angles.
Well, as long as he doesn't get too creative, you don't want to end up with a modern art gallery.
No chance. Although he was trying to get Tig to pose in front of the Milton parlour at one point.
That was a lost cause.
It was, yeah. Ended up with this strange blur in the foreground. Mind, I think Josh is getting even more excited than Ben.
He's going to help me mark out the farm trail tomorrow.
He couldn't stop talking this morning about his plans to have his own display for his hen business. It was driving Pip mad.
That boy, he doesn't miss a trick, does he?
Certainly doesn't. We'll have to watch out. Our Open Farm Sunday is going to turn into the Josh Archer show.
Shame that Jess couldn't see your moment of triumph at the single wicket.
Yeah, well, cricket's not her thing, to be honest.
Well, I still can't believe all that rubbish you spouted beforehand, how you were so rusty, didn't stand a chance, etc., etc. All a total wind-up.
No. I did really think I'd lost my touch.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, Ed definitely gave me a run for my money.
Well, I think he surprised himself.
No, he seems a great guy.
He is.
I saw him yesterday. Said he was taking the small baler over to Brookfield to help with the haymaking.
Well, the old Jones baler.
Yeah, I bet that's got a history.
Still does the job.
Mm. That's what he said.
Anyway, better push off.
Yeah.
So, what are your plans for the rest of the evening?
Oh, I reckon a pie and chips in the Ploughman's may be on the menu.
Oh, why don't you come round for dinner soon?
Well, great, yeah, I'd really like that. I've heard about Ian's cooking.
Okay, we'll sort something then.
Did you say it was Open Farm Sunday at Brookfield?
That's right, yeah, they usually attract a good crowd.
Right.
Why?
Just had an idea, that's all.
Well, I was quite taken aback when she said she couldn't come to the meeting.
Hmm. I wonder if we should reorder the mushy peas.
Mushy peas?
Susan thought we might be running a bit low. They're not to everyone's taste, of course.
Well, no, I'm sure they're not. It's just that Jennifer has always been one of the book club's stalwarts, hasn't she?
Oh, she has, yes.
I really think it would have folded without her. We were down to three at one point last year, if you remember.
Yes.
Jennifer always managed to chivy people to come along. Really saved the day.
Perhaps she wasn't overly keen on the book.
Oh, no, it can't be that.
No?
No. Well, she told me how much she was enjoying it when we spoke a week or so ago. A real page-turner, she said.
Mandarin oranges.
Sorry?
Something about them, isn't there, which reminds one of one's childhood.
Not mine, I'm afraid.
It was always mandarin oranges with evaporated milk for Sunday tea. We used to count them out to make sure they'd been divided equally.
Oh, right.
It was quite a treat. Oh, sorry, Linda. I'm afraid tins of mandarin oranges to me are rather like the Madeleine cake to Marcel Proust.
Yes, quite.
You were talking about the book club.
Yes, I was just wondering whether you might be able to make an educated guess as to why Jennifer is unable to join us tonight.
No.
You are hosting it, of course.
Yes, Christine's got me organised with some nibbles.
Good.
It's been a rather packed week so far, I must say.
Has it?
Enjoyable, of course. I've been giving Daniel any little help I can with his revision. Just talking things through when he hits a brick wall.
Well, how's he getting on?
Well, it sounds as if his history paper went reasonably well. I warned him not to even think about it once he came out of the exam. Mm. He was starting on a post-mortem, always a mistake. It whips up hysteria.
I'm sure.
Anyway, he's got a breather today before his English literature tomorrow. I'll pop up there this afternoon to see if he needs a helping hand with Thomas Hardy. Mm. Not his strongest suit.
Must be so stressful for young people today.
It always has been, I suppose. We simply didn't use the word stress, did we?
I suppose not.
We thought we were rather anxious or possibly a bit worried. Stress wasn't part of our vocabulary.
But there's such fierce competition for university places. They can't afford to drop a stitch, can they?
Shula's certainly feeling the pressure.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyway, Linda, how are things going with your plans for the Highland Games?
Oh, don't get me started.
Jazza's full of it, I must say.
That's the problem.
Oh, really?
So you haven't made much progress, then?
I'm following up some other contacts. It should be fine.
Well, it'll have to be, won't it? I mean, it's no good having a dairy full of cattle if we haven't got the staff.
We'll get there. And I think I found the right vet practice for us.
I thought we'd agreed that the way forward on that was to retain the services of a large animal practice with several experienced partners.
Yeah, that's actually easier said than done in Borsetshire.
Well, weren't you getting in touch with Greenlands?
I have, but they're cutting back on farm work and their cattle specialist has left.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But I've found one which could prove ideal.
Where?
Well, it's a group practice over in Felpersham. It's mixed, but several of the partners like large animal work. Mm. And they're taking on a new partner with dairy cattle experience and specialist knowledge of nutrition. I've met him, and he'd be perfect.
Mm. Yeah, but it's going to be rather expensive having someone come all the way from Felpersham, isn't it?
Well, they'll cut us a deal. They'll expect almost daily visits anyway, and if they get the contract, the practice will promise us first call on the new partner, and backup if he's away.
Oh, right. Well, that would make a difference, yeah. So what's the name of the firm?
Jones Druitt and Partners.
Rob, why didn't you say so before? Ken Druitt's a regular on the estate shoot. He's a good bloke.
Well, that seems a perfect setup.
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
If only we could sort out the recruitment side of things so painlessly.
No, it's nothing we can't deal with, Brian.
No, of course not.
It's taking a little longer than we might have expected, that's all.
Well, I'll leave it in your very capable hands, Rob.
Fine.
See if Jenny's back from the village. She wants my advice on a birthday present for Adam.
Oh, is that soon?
No, not for a couple of weeks. Why she thinks I'll have any ideas, I don't know.
Oh, I could mention it to Ian tonight, if you like. Say you'll be glad of suggestions.
Of course, you're going round for dinner.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Sure Ian will do you proud.
I'm sure. I just want to check out a marketing opportunity beforehand.
Mm, sounds interesting.
Well, it's a bit of a long shot, but I reckon it's worth a go.
Okay, Josh, that should do it.
Want me to put another post just beyond the next gate?
Well, I think that one should keep them heading the right way.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Oh, that's great news.
What is it?
Pip.
Oh.
She says she thinks her first exam went okay.
Right.
Oh, and Spencer checked on the car but it had gone.
What car?
Oh, it's one he spotted which might have been right for her. Disappointing, but never mind. Well, at least she's being philosophical about it.
Yeah, right. Hey, Tig, where are you off to? Come back.
Great thing right now is that the exam went well and she's not getting sidetracked.
Good boy, Tig, good boy. Haven't got the hang of following the trail yet, have you?
Well, let's hope everyone else is a bit more clued up.
He's gone totally mad today, hasn't he?
That's probably a reaction to yesterday.
How do you mean?
Well, I expect he was feeling the pressure too.
What, waiting for Pip to get the marks for her assignments?
Well, they always pick up on things, don't they?
He couldn't really help it, could he? Ah, poor old Tig. It got pretty bad, didn't it? I couldn't even open my mouth without her biting my head off.
Okay, on to the next.
Hey, did I tell you what Neil said to me? He and Haley have been talking. He says one of them will take Phoebe and me to a farmer's market in a couple of weeks.
Hey, loaded down with crates of freshly laid eggs, of course.
Yeah, it should really help to open things up for us.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they're bringing over a small ark of chickens and some eggs so I can display them on Sunday.
Yeah, great.
Well, it seemed too good a marketing opportunity to miss.
Yeah, I agree.
I was trying to tell Mum about it at breakfast yesterday, but she didn't seem that interested.
Well, she probably had a few other things on her mind.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I think we could put another one on the bend here.
The trouble is, of course, Kenton and Jazza are like runaway horses when they get together.
I'm sure you'll manage to rein them in, Linda.
Well, I hope so.
Still, you can't complain about a lack of enthusiasm.
No, that's true.
Jazz has certainly been putting his heart and soul into his research, if that's anything to go by.
Has he?
I've been impressed. Of course, he has some wonderful traditions to call upon.
Quite a few of them seem to involve hurling rocks as far as they can go.
Oh, I think you may be pleasantly surprised.
And he is planning to entertain us on the bagpipes, of course.
A treat in store.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Jennifer. She looked as if she was about to come into the shop. Then she did a rather hasty U-turn.
Oh, that's a shame.
Sorry?
Well, I do have quite a plentiful supply of Borsetshire Life in stock. She might have wanted a few more copies.
This really isn't worthy of you, Jim.
Well, perhaps not.
You seem to be quite relishing poor Jennifer's discomfiture.
You're absolutely right, Linda. I've been taking a childish pleasure in the whole thing.
Exactly.
And I realise now that I may have gone too far where village friendships are concerned.
I don't think there's any may about it. You have.
I don't know what all that was about.
Oh, what's that, Emma? Hello, Kira. What a lovely dress you're wearing. Is that Hopalong I see?
It was Jennifer. She just rushed past us as if we wasn't there.
Oh, dear.
I mean, she always stops to say hello to Kira. She just ignored her completely. I don't know what I've done to her.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't done anything, Emma.
No, of course not.
No, well, it looked like that to me.
I think Jennifer may be rather preoccupied at the moment.
Really?
Well, apart from anything else, which may be on her mind, she's evidently worried about her mother being left without a home help when Ilona leaves.
Oh, yeah?
Peggy's wonderfully independent, of course, but I can quite understand Jennifer's concern.
So, what sort of help does Peggy need exactly?
Hope you don't mind me dropping by, David.
Not at all, no. Although you're lucky to catch us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just got back from marking out the farm trail.
This is for Open Farm Sunday?
That's right, yeah.
I'm just going to help finish the milking.
Okay.
Hi, Josh. Good to see you again.
Hiya.
Oh, you put up a good show at the single wicket.
Not that good.
Oh, if it hadn't been for Tom's catch.
Yeah.
And Pip had a lot of extra practice with Spencer.
Oh, right.
I didn't know that.
Yep, she was trying to keep it quiet. Didn't want me to know before the match.
Yeah. Alistair was gutted he couldn't grab you for the team, Rob.
Well, it was great to be asked, anyway.
You'd have been a star turn.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So, anyway, how are things going?
Oh, we're in pretty good shape. Making sure we've got enough silage to feed the 5,000 anyway.
5,000? You're planning on getting 5,000 cows?
No, sorry, Josh, just a turn of phrase.
You know, in the Bible, feeding the 5,000 with a few loaves and fishes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We should be up to about 1,000 milkers by Christmas, though.
Ooh.
What? All living, crammed in together on concrete?
Well, they bed on sand, not concrete. I know it may be hard to believe, but the evidence shows they're actually extremely contented.
Yeah, it is a bit hard to believe.
Well, anyway, I actually called by to see if I could interest you in a proposition.
Go on.
Well, Adam was telling me about your plans for Sunday, and I wondered if you'd consider allowing us to put up a display board.
A display board?
Yeah, information about the Borchester Land Dairy. I could bring it along the night before and put it up wherever you think best.
Well,
Just a few photos of the work in progress, the artist's impressions of the finished unit, some of our information materials, you know, the kind of stuff.
Yeah, actually, Rob, I don't think that would work for us.
No way.
I mean, you know, it's not the kind of technology we use.
Oh, of course, I know that. I just thought that your visitors might be interested in a different way of dairy farming.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I appreciate why you'd ask, but honestly, I don't think so.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm really sorry not to be more helpful. I know how difficult it can be to get a message out. It's just, it's the wrong venue, I'm afraid.
No problem. I do understand.
We do try to give a helping hand to local farmers, of course.
No, really, it's fine. I just thought it worth a punt.
Well, of course.
No, I always say, if you don't ask, you don't get.
I agree.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
Okay.
Look, good luck with Sunday.
Thanks.
Hope it goes well. Bye, Josh.
Bye.
Oh, dear. That was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it?
For him, yeah.
Well, like he said, though, if you don't ask...
What a cheek. I can imagine what Mum will say about it.
I think I can make a pretty good guess, too.
I mean, what kind of display was he planning? A picture of 1,000 cows standing on a piece of concrete with a big banner saying, Happy Days.
Oh, dear, you and your Mum.
Good job she wasn't here. She'd have seen him off.
Oh, come on. He seems a nice bloke. I mean, he was great at the single wicket. He really entered into the spirit.
Yeah, but thinking he can use us to promote his mega dairy...
That is rather a case of the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it, Josh?
How do you mean?
Well, Rob's not the only one who grabs a marketing opportunity when he sees one, is he?
I'm worried now, Paul. Why haven't you called me? Where are you? I just don't understand what's happening anymore. Why didn't you turn up on Monday? Look, please, just let me know you're okay. Please.
So they like your ideas?
Yeah, certain member of the subcommittee had a few issues, didn't she, Jez?
Right, Linda was a tad nervous.
Oh, I can imagine.
But then I put her mind at rest.
Really?
Yeah, and she seemed to buy into the idea of the sheaf toss in the end, didn't she?
Well, like Jill said, it's the perfect sport for a farming community. Although I have to say, there is some debate amongst athletes as to whether it's an authentic Highland event.
But it got Linda's seal of approval.
Well, she could see the potential.
Yeah, she did have rather a problem with the maid's legs, didn't she?
The what?
The madelieshki.
Yeah, that's it. Which we will explain when you've got a few hours to spare. And then, of course, I had my brilliant idea.
Which particular brilliant idea was that?
Well, I suggested that we have a pre-event ceilidh at the bull upstairs before the fete.
Okay, now that is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people can have a dance, try some traditional food.
Sample some fine Scottish whiskies.
Ooh, yep. Well, I'm certainly up for that.
Hey, we could have a best legs in a kilt competition.
Excellent.
No, yeah. We couldn't.
Ah, well, one for the back burner, maybe Ken.
Yeah, one for the bin. Lillian, how are you?
Okay, yeah.
Well, just steer clear of these two, whatever you do.
It's the only canvas and ideas for the Highland Games.
Oh, I see.
Hey, you look like you could do with a G&T.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
You find a quiet corner, I'll bring it over.
So, you were telling me what you do when you go to Brookfield.
Yeah. Well, I clean right through, paying special attention to the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, sweetie. And then I have a regular time in the year when I shampoo the rugs and carpets. Ruth says they look like new when I've finished. I wash the curtains as well.
Any other duties?
Yeah, I help with the ironing.
Oh, that's something I would find useful.
Right, so the job is mainly cleaning and ironing then?
Well, Ilona does a little shopping and cooking for me too.
Oh, well, I've got my catering qualifications, of course.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, 2 NVQs.
Right.
And I've worked for Elizabeth in the orangery at Lower Loxley.
Well, you do sound very well qualified, I must say.
So you need, like, several hours a week?
Oh, yes. I wonder if Kira's getting too close to the shelf with my little ornaments on.
Kira! Over here, sweetheart!
And what would you do about Kira if you did come?
Sorry?
Or do you have any childcare arrangements in place?
Oh, well, I bring her with me, like I do when I clean at Brookfield.
Oh, right. I see.
Ruth's fine with it.
I'm sure. Oh, dear, poor Bill.
Oh, come to Mummy, sweetheart.
Bill and Ben are quite old now, of course.
I know. That's a good girl. Just being friendly, aren't you?
Well, I'm very grateful for your interest, Emma.
That's fine.
I'll have a think about it and get back to you.
Right.
They're doing a great job on the mood boards, anyway.
So, you choose the colours and textures for the fabrics and tyres and everything, and they put it all together.
Really helps you to visualise how it's finally going to look.
So what colours have you gone for?
Well, silvers and blues mainly to make the apartments look spacious.
Oh, it sounds gorgeous. You know, maybe we should think about a bit of a makeover here. Mm-hmm. A new colour scheme, perhaps.
Might give the regulars a surprise.
Oh, poor Daryl looks a bit rough.
Oh, yeah, see what you mean.
Hey, Daryl, you okay?
Not really, no.
Oh, sorry.
I've had a bit of a shock, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, building pal of mine just gave me some bad news.
Oh, really?
It's my ex-boss. He was found dead the other day. Oh. Nice bloke too, poor Morgan. Heart attack, apparently. Oh, I'm sorry, Lillian. Of course you knew him, didn't you?
Hey, Daryl, over here.
Excuse us, will you? I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings, Lillian. I should have thought.
Lillian?
Please.
Okay, it's okay. Come on. Come on.
We're going upstairs.
Kenton?
Yeah?
Yeah, mind the bar for me, will you? We're just going up to the flat.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So you sit on the ground with the soles of your feet pressed together, and you hold the stick out horizontal so it's level with your toes. But it's got to be in the middle, mind.
Right.
And then you pull the stick until one ease is raised for the ground. Am I going too fast for you?
No, it's just, well, I spoke without thinking just now.
I do that all the time.
The thing is, the guy who's just died, he really liked my work.
Right.
So that's another door closed, isn't it? Just when I could do with a bit of good luck.
I just can't believe it. He can't be.
Well, Daryl did seem pretty sure, didn't he? Here, try and drink some water.
I can't believe...
Come on, just a few sips. So this Paul, he were Matt's half-brother, wasn't he?
Yeah. Jolene... What am I going to do?
It's all right, darling, it's all right.
I can't bear it.
Look, I'm here. Shh, 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 shh. All right, it's okay.
See, poor Paul and I, we were lovers.
Oh.
It was all so wonderful at the beginning.
Well, I knew you and Matt were going through a bad patch last year, but I...
Yeah, we were. And Paul was so kind, you know, he was really supportive. And it just happened. I didn't mean it to, honestly. He just made me feel, oh, everything I wasn't feeling with Matt.
Right.
And now, I've been calling him all week, and I waited for him in the flat on Monday. He said he'd be there at one.
The flat?
In Felpersham. He wanted us to have somewhere to go, our own place.
Oh, I see.
And I couldn't understand why he didn't come. I waited and I waited, and I felt so angry with him. And I left messages for him. I said such hurtful things, and all the time I was leaving the messages, he was...
Look, it's okay. It's okay, I'm here.
Oh, Paul! It's terrible.
Look, Lillian, whatever happened to him, it weren't your fault.
Oh, but it feels like it, though. And I was so impatient with him last time we spoke. You see, he wanted me to get there earlier on Monday, but I couldn't. I just...
No.
I've got to get back. Matt might have heard something. One of Paul's relatives might have rung.
Yeah, you better wash your face and tidy up a bit first.
Oh, Jolene, how am I going to face him?
You'll be okay once you've calmed down.
The last message... He left for me, the one asking me to get there earlier on Monday. He said something had happened he wanted to tell me about.
Yeah?
I'll never know what it was now, will I?
I've just had poor Morgan's daughter on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
He's dead.
What?
Yeah, he was found Saturday morning in some hotel room in Cardiff. Heart attack, they reckon.
Right.
So what the hell happened? I told you I only wanted him scared.
And that's what I did.
So, how far exactly did this intimidation go?
Look, whatever happened, it wasn't down to me. I told you, I didn't do him any damage.
Yeah, but could the heart attack have any connection with you warning him off?
No way. I mean, he was jumpy, yeah, but most people are when I have a word with them. But And he was obviously okay to get in the car and drive all the way to Cardiff, wasn't he?
I still don't like it.
The guy's that sort of age. Stressful job. Doesn't look after himself. It happens.
Yeah. Well, you better be telling me the truth, that's all.
Thanks for covering for me, Kenton.
Oh, that's okay. Not exactly been run off my feet.
Right.
What's happening with Lillian?
Oh, don't ask.
Oh, she looked pretty upset.
Yeah. Hey, come here.
What?
I want to give you a hug.
Okay by me. So what have I done to deserve this?
Just glad you're here, that's all.
Ah! Just in time for a coffee, Pussycat. Or can I get you anything stronger?
No, thanks.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Just tired.
You've been crying?
No, I...
Hey, come here.
Matt.
What is it? Hey, you can't tell me, you know.
No, honestly, I'm being silly.
How do you mean?
I'm just all churned up about Mum. Jenny keeps making me feel I'm not pulling my weight. It suddenly got to me.
I'll fix you a G&T, shall I?
No. Really, I think a long hot bath will help.
If you're sure.
I am, yeah. I'm sorry for getting so wound up about it all.
Only natural, innit?
Thanks so much for getting it, dear.
Oh, that's all right, Mum. I just hope she likes it.
I'm sure she will. It's exactly what I'd imagined.
Oh, would you like me to wrap it again for you?
Oh, if you would.
Oh, and I brought yesterday's Bortus Recco for you, by the way.
Good. I'm looking forward to reading Jill's interview.
It's a wonderful boost for the flower festival.
It's bound to help, isn't it?
Yes. And just for once, they seem to have got their facts right.
It all seems to be gathering momentum anyway. I was going to say, Jennifer...
Oh, did I tell you that Ian and Adam had Rob over for dinner on Wednesday?
You didn't, no.
Evidently, it went really well, and he's invited them back for a meal soon.
Good. Actually, I do have some...
Oh, is that all right, Mum, or do you think it needs some ribbon?
It looks lovely just as it is.
Oh, dear. It does rather bring home the fact that this is Ilona's last day.
I know.
We really will have to talk about what we're going to do about her replacement, though.
Yes. Why don't you make us both a coffee and I'll tell you my news.
Thanks. We'll see you there. Bye. That was Bernard. I've arranged a time for us to meet him next week at the paper mill. There are a few things he wants to check out before the strip out can begin.
I'm afraid I've just had some bad news.
Oh?
Yeah, Grace rang.
Grace?
You know, Paul's daughter.
Oh, yes.
She said that Paul had died.
Oh, no.
Heart attack, evidently.
That's terrible.
I know.
And did she say if he'd had any problems before?
Sounds like it was totally out of the blue. Poor girl was in pieces.
Yes, I'm sure.
I mean, he was only... how old?
I don't know.
Younger than me, anyhow.
Yeah.
Poor bloke.
Matt, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, we weren't exactly close.
But still...
Yeah. Fancy a walk or something?
Of course.
Can't seem to take it all in.
No.
You've had two applicants?
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
Well, yes.
It was such a nice surprise.
So, who are they?
Emma Grundy, who seems very interested in the...
Oh, well, yes, certainly she'd be suitable.
And I'd hardly got over the excitement of her visit when Tracy Horobin turned up on my doorstep.
Tracy Horobin?
Yes, she seemed very keen too. I feel quite in demand.
Well, obviously Emma would be the one to go for.
I do need to give them both proper consideration, Jennifer.
But Emma works for Ruth.
Yes, so she said.
And she'll come with glowing references.
I'm sure.
Which is rather more than...
Unfortunately, the problem where Emma is concerned is little Kira.
Oh, I'm sure that can be sorted.
It would have to be. She was into everything when she was here. And that was in about half an hour with her mother sitting a few feet away.
Oh, yes, but...
And then there's Bill and Ben to consider. Poor Bill was terrified.
Look, Mum, would you like me to have a word with Emma and explain the situation to her?
No, thank you, dear. I'm perfectly capable of phoning both candidates myself.
Both candidates?
That's right.
You okay, Lillian?
Fine. Yeah.
Just good to get out of the house, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
Can't really beat it, can you?
What?
Lake you.
I know. We don't come here often enough.
No. Never seems time.
That's the sad thing.
Yeah, especially when something like this happens. Then you realise, don't you?
It's sad to think that your sister in Dubai is the only link you've got left now to your birth mother.
It is, yeah.
I know you didn't get on with Paul.
Didn't have anything in common, did we?
He was a nice man, though.
Yeah, you seem to rate him.
Well, he gave me so much support when you were in prison.
I know he did, Puska. There. It's all right. It's all right. I'm sure he was a good bloke. Just wasn't my type.
No.
You okay?
Mm-mm.
Not really.
Oh, just feeling... Oh, I don't know, like... I don't want to get away from it all, I suppose.
Well, that's all sorted, isn't it?
How do you mean?
The holiday's come at just the right time.
It has, yeah.
Not cold, are you?
No, I'm fine. Look, shall we... Shall we go back?
Sure.
Oh, Peggy, I just can't believe it's my last day.
I can't either.
So where would you like me to start? I want everything to be perfect for you when I go.
I don't think you should worry too much about the cleaning today, Alona.
Really?
Why don't you go and make us both a cup of tea and we can have a nice chat?
Of course, if you're sure.
I am.
Fine.
Everything's fine, dear, but I just thought you'd like to know that I've solved my problem.
Sorry?
Ilona's replacement.
Oh, right.
It actually all worked out rather well in the end.
Oh, so you've chosen Emma?
I'm afraid in spite of Emma's qualifications, there was one big stumbling block, as I told you.
Oh, but I'm sure we can...
It just wouldn't have worked if she'd brought Kira with her.
No, I see that, but...
But anyway, I've managed to solve it.
Have you?
Yes. Tracy is going to look after Kira while Emma's with me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Well, of course, I do pay a little over the odds for the work, which means Emma might be able to pay Tracy some pocket money for her trouble.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you, Mum.
I knew you would be. Now I must go. Ilona's arrived. We're going to have a cup of tea.
Well, I'll let Lillian and Tony know.
Oh, if you would, dear.
Excuse me. Thanks. Oh, Jolene.
Lillian, I've been thinking about you.
Can you spare a minute?
Of course I can.
Oh, Peggy. It's beautiful.
I hoped you'd like it.
It's such a pretty chain.
I didn't want anything too elaborate.
Oh, and the pearl is lovely. I'll always think of you when I wear it, Peggy.
I'm glad.
And of the very nice time I've had in Ambridge.
It's been wonderful for me, too.
It's been so hard to make up my mind to leave Darrell.
I'm sure it has.
And for the girls, Rosa especially, she's so close to her dad.
Yes.
They're not saying much, but I know how they are feeling.
It's very difficult for all of you, I'm sure.
I remember how excited they were when we moved here, to have their own rooms at last.
Yes, that's right.
Anyway, I thought I'd take them to Open Farm Sunday at Brookfield as a little treat.
Oh, they'll enjoy that.
I want them to have a nice last memory of Ambridge.
But Rosa will go on working for Mike, won't she?
Yes. I'm really glad about that. I know that I was putting too much pressure on Darrell. He couldn't cope.
You really mustn't blame yourself.
It's how I am, I suppose. I start to panic. Sometimes I feel like running back to him saying, "It's okay. We'll try again." Oh, he looks so sad.
But you won't.
I can't take that risk. I know it would happen again.
I do understand. I'm so glad to have known you, Ilona. Oh. And I can't thank you enough for what you've done for Jack.
It has been a pleasure.
We've been through a lot together, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. We have. Yes.
And he was watching me. Felt as if he could see right through into my head. And that's when I thought, I can't cope anymore. I'm going to have to tell him.
But you didn't.
Oh, so nearly. Oh. Horrible saying that, I actually thought I had. The words were so loud in my head, I thought I'd said them. I went cold. But I hadn't. I'd stopped myself somehow.
Right.
Perhaps it would have been better if I had told him. I mean, how can it be worse than this? Oh, no, not now.
Oh, look, let it go to answer phone.
No, well, Jenny.
Lillian, I just had to tell you the good news.
Good news?
Yes, it's all sorted.
What is?
Emma's going to clean for Mum. Isn't that wonderful? Lillian?
Yeah, it is wonderful.
She was so determined, of course, to sort it out herself. Actually, it's worked out rather well. Although we did just have a very lucky escape.
Did we?
Yes, well, the other candidate was Tracy Horobin. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me know, Jenny. I'll speak to you soon.
Yes, it's all right, Lillian. Bye.
Bye. What am I going to do?
Just go on as best as you can, I suppose.
Apart from anything else, it's just the awful suddenness.
Yeah, I do know how that feels, believe me.
Of course you do, Jolene. I wasn't thinking.
There's no time to prepare. Tell them all the things they meant to you.
Oh, I would say goodbye.
No.
And then there's the other horror in this case.
What's that?
I loved Paul. And he's dead. And I'm going to have to keep the secret from Matt forever, aren't I? How am I going to live with that?